Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. Because here in the United States, all the bears are becoming hibernating bears. Bless you. Good sneezes. Is there a third one? No, just two. Okay. Because here we have hibernating bears. They like to sleep during the winter, and so we're going to read about it. So today's story is called Bear Snores On. And it is read today by Mommy and
Pew.
Pew?
Pewy.
Pewy.
Patooey.
Patooey? Oh, you're spitting? Is that what's going on? Oh, I see. You are a pea Patooey. Shooter. He's a pea shooter, Patooey. Friends.
Pew.
Are you ready for a story, pea shooter? Yeah, okay. So today's story, Bear Snores On, was written by Karma Wilson and Jane Chapman, and we're really excited to share it with you. So here we go. In a cave in the woods, in his deep, dark lair, through the long, cold winter, sleeps a great brown bear. Cuddled in a heap with his eyes shut tight. He sleeps through the day. He sleeps through the night. The cold winds howl and the night sounds growl.
I wonder what he's dreaming about?
It is curious what he might be dreaming about. But the bear snores on. An itty bitty mouse, pitter pat, tiptoe, creep crawls in the cave from the fluff cold snow. Mouse squeaks, too damp, too dank, too dark. And so he lights wee twigs with a small hot spark. The coals pip, pop, and the wind doesn't stop, but the bear snores on. Two glowing eyes sneak peek in the den. Mouse cries, "Who's there?" But a hare hops in. And what's another word for a hare? A rabbit.
"Ho, mouse," says hare. "Long time no see."
So they pop white corn and they brew black tea. Oh, I would love to have some corn with them. Mouse sips, wee slurps, hare burps, big burps. But the bear snores on. A badger scuttles by, snuffs at the air.
"I smell yummy yums. Perhaps we can share. I've brought honey nuts,"
badger says with a grin.
"Let's divvy them up. Cozy down and dig in."
Now they've got quite a little group here, don't they? And they nibble and they munch with a chew and chomp and crunch. But the bear snores on. You have to wonder what the bear is going to do when he wakes up and finds all these people in his house. A gopher and a mole tunnel up through the floor. Then a wren and a raven flutter in through the door. Mole mutters,
"What a night! What a storm!"
twitters Wren, and everybody clutters in the great bear's den. They tweet and they twitter, they chat and they chitter, but the bear snores on. Do you want to do an impression of a bear?
Yeah.
I like the snoring. That's very good. It's a good touch. In a cave in the woods, a slumbering bear sleeps through the party in his very own lair. Hare stokes the fire. Mouse seasons stew. Then a small pepper flick makes the bear... Pepper can make you sneeze, can't it? He blows and he sneezes and the whole crowd freezes. And the bear wakes up. Bear gnarls and he snarls. Bear roars and he rumbles. Bear jumps and he stomps. Bear growls and he grumbles. And in the picture, it looks like all the other animals are making a break for it and getting out of there as fast as they can.
You've snuck in my lair, and you've all had fun. But me, I was sleeping and I've had none.
And he whimpers and he moans and he wails and he groans and the bear blubbers on. Do you know what it means to blubber?
Be sad and cry.
Yeah, to be sad and cry. Mouse squeaks,
"Don't fret, don't fuss. Look, see? We can pop more corn. We can brew more tea."
Bear gulps. Bear gobbles. He sighs with delight. Then he spins tall tales through the blustery night. What does that mean, if he's spinning a tall tale?
He's telling stories.
He's telling stories, yeah. When the sun peeks up on a crisp, clear dawn, bear can't sleep. But his friends snore on.
How?
Well, he was sleeping through the night, but they woke him up. And now he's awake. And you know, sometimes when you wake up and you don't mean to, but you have a hard time falling back to sleep afterwards. Have you ever had that happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here with him. He is wide awake, and I don't think he probably wants to be. Yeah, because he's supposed to sleep all winter long. So hopefully he can fall back asleep, don't you think? And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.